is Sports Beat Extra.
League of Ireland football is set to make an amazing return to Carlow and Kilkenny at the end of August as CK United are set to line out in their first fixture against Newbridge Town of Kildare in the FAI's new National League. Kicking off at SETU Carlow on August 29th, I caught up with CK United's sporting director Shane Dunphy earlier this week.
Yeah, it's a huge fixture, and the way it's worked out, it's that we're going to be the first one because we're the 2 o'clock kickoff. So we've got the joyous thing of launching the first ever Tier 3 game, so it's fantastic, it's exciting, it's great being here, watching the players, watching what Tom and the lads are doing, putting the group together. But it's still a long way to go to the 29th, so a lot of players to still get signed and a lot of work to still be done, but it's really, really exciting.
I suppose it can't be underestimated the amount of work that's gone on behind the scenes to get to this point alone. For yourself, does it feel like the work is only getting started now?
Yeah, this week has been really hectic, and even today, it's the full day trying to get stuff done with sponsors and people and jerseys, and we've been wishing this day. I'm here 4 years, the lads are here since 2018 starting it, so they're wishing this day, and now you're going, Christ, every second counts now, so you've got to try and get everything done and try and get people, get everything in place. So yeah, it's exciting, but it's busy, but that's what you expect. You're creating something from scratch, so I think the last time this was kind of done from scratch would have been Wexford FC, so I was lucky enough to be part of that first squad in the South East when that was being done, so it's kind of deja vu now. But on the other side, I feel I now understand the pressure and the stress Mick had when he was trying to do it in Shawnee, so different appreciation for what they were at then at that time.
It's something as well, like the history of football in both Carlow and Kilkenny is massive. You look at some of the best players in the league, I think Pádraig Amond, Colin Whelan, even Paul Martin in the first division. I was even actually talking to one of the groundskeepers here. Paul was talking about how he went to a game in Buckley Park for Kilkenny City and Waterford United back in 1997, and how much that sort of footballing culture meant to the diaspora around Kilkenny and Carlow at the time. It is just something that probably has been missing for so long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's when we made a presentation a couple of years ago for the first division and the women's licence against Waterford 2 or 3 years ago, when you put a map of Ireland in place and you look at the gap that's there between Athlone and all the way to Wexford and Waterford, it's huge, and it's really, really badly needed. There's a huge amount of players, not just the boys' side but the girls' side in Wexford, Waterford, all around the place, Piemont, Dillard, and then we have Peter Grogan, who was with us in the academy now, doing really, really well in that loan. So there's the talent is here, and it's great to watch 20 odd players out there behind us now and from the area and getting the opportunity, and particularly the younger ones. We were sprinkling a few more experienced, I better not call Eaton older, he'd kill me, but but there's experience there, but the majority are in their mid or early 20s, so it's great.
It's something you look at even the progression of the Women's Development League from this year, with CK getting into that as well, and it kind of feels it's the old age saying, you wait for one bus, it doesn't come, and then you get two at the same time. You've kind of gone from 0 to 90 in the space of 1 year, haven't you?
We've got from 40-50 players now to I think there's 160 out tonight training, so it becomes a whole different animal, and the background of the administration, even the professionalism, GPSs, physios, cameras, all that kind of stuff that goes along with it. It's amazing to see it. Stressful at times, but there's no pain without gain, and it's great. This is what we wanted, so it's amazing.
What's the local buy-in been since hearing that this project was getting up and running again?
Yeah, I didn't realise season tickets were going to be wanted that bad, but the phone has hopped, and so has Adam, our social media guy, is being so it'll be out this weekend, so it seems huge, right? So that's why we didn't think we'd need them out straight away, but there's a lot of interest from businesses as well, which is great, so if we can get 30 or 40 small businesses involved and get more and more people out there and helping, because look, everything costs, there's a cost to the rent of the pitches until we have our own and all that kind of sort. There's a cost to every bit of equipment that goes along with this, and we're trying to keep it as tight as possible, and we understand the budget and we understand where we are too, so we're up against long established teams like St Francis, Swan Farm, and Luke, and so it's going to be interesting to see what the competitive balance is going to be like for us.
For first team manager Tom O'Connor, it's exciting to see all the club's hard work finally culminate in this opening fixture.
The club has been building towards this, the excitement within the club, everybody around it, the academy, the directors, the stakeholders, it's a big occasion, so to have it at home is great. Hopefully get a few people in the gate to mark the momentous occasion, and it is a little bit of history in the club, the first ever senior game in a league competition, so we're kind of really looking forward to it.
It's a strange way, I suppose, to kind of start it all off. You're guaranteed 8 games, you'll be hoping for the 10 obviously at the end of the year, but how much can you realistically learn from eight fixtures at least?
Loads. Like you're learning every day, even just in terms of speaking to players outside of the pitch, like you're consistently learning. And we have obviously got match analysis guys going around watching opposition. We have obviously got, you know, they'll be watching our own games as well. So in terms of opposition, we'll learn as much as we possibly can. In terms of the players that we have, it is obviously a little bit of an unknown as to what the standard will be, but we feel that we recruited quite well. So I'm hopeful that we don't have to do too much more recruitment in the new season when the larger scale season starts. So yeah, it is a dip into the unknown, but quite happily that we're prepared well for it. Like,
obviously you mentioned recruitment there. Like, I mean when I was looking at transfers, like one obviously that stuck out to me, and you'll probably have gotten this a lot already, Ethan Boyle. Like, just with his experience, particularly of being captain of Wexford in that really good year when they went in the FAI Cup run, and considering the sort of, I suppose, grandeur he almost brings to a side, like it feels like a very big statement signing, and one that kind of says, you know, CK United are here to play and we're not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, and listen, Ethan's a fantastic signing for the club, like in as a whole, because we are trying to build a first team scenario where we're giving youth the actual chance to come up and play first team football. So within the academy structures, there is no kind of first team football element to this club yet. So it's important that we do have people who've been there, done that, and they can learn from. I think with Ethan, the staggering thing is that he's still very young. You know, he's still extremely young, so like the ceiling or the bar hasn't been set for Ethan yet, and we're hoping that, you know, he can get really good recognition and kick on and do good stuff for us while he's here. But certainly him and all of the signs we brought in, I think the main thing for us was that this isn't going to be your end game. This is the start for you, and where we go as a club and where you go as an individual is going to be completely up to what you give us while you're here. So recruitment has always been a thing of, let's get the right people in at the right time who have the right attitude. I think Ethan, you know, definitely fits that bill, and only good things will come from the players that sit in around him in a dress room and on a pitch.
He's in kind of a very similar position to when he was at Wexford, in the sense that, you know, you mentioned how young he is, but he was 27 at the time when he was at Wexford, and he was one of the oldest players in the squad at the time. Like, and that Wexford squad was particularly young when the run that they went on. Do you think that was something that you were looking at, and you were seeing how much experience he brought to a side at such a young age was what attracted you to him in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, the character, like, sometimes you can look at players on the pitch and think something completely different of them when you've never worked with them. So like asking questions about players and people who have sat in dressing rooms with them, or people who have been coached them previously. Every single one of the players that we have, I've spoken to their managers or previous coaches, and only good things to be said. So that's important for everybody that sits in there. In terms of Ethan being one of the older players, he's actually not. You know, look, we have Emmett Nugent as well, who's, you know, a star in Kilkenny, has had his opportunities at First Division football previously, but then things probably didn't fall his way. But he's a fantastic player, unbelievable experience. Someone whose knowledge of the game obviously surpasses where he is as well. So him in the dress room, you've got Dean, you've got Shane Barnes, you know, you've got a lot of players who are on the upper side of 26 and 27 who have unbelievable amount of experience, but also an unbelievable amount of passion and drive to do something and succeed. So it's not, as I said, it's nobody's end game here, and nobody's just coming in to see how things pan out. Everybody wants to try and do something. They want to try and have the, you know, the best short season as we possibly can, and be ready for when the long term season comes around and the full season comes around, and be ready to try and make a dent on that and see what we can do.
These first eight games, I suppose Newbridge Town being the first game you're going to be welcoming, like, it's a historic moment in and of itself, but I suppose how important was it to you, I suppose, well, not to you, but important that, you know, you got that first game at home? Like,
yeah, listen, like, to be honest, we're ready to play anywhere, but it was great that it's at home, and, you know, we're hoping, as I said, to have a good crowd at it to kind of mark that historic occasion. Obviously it would have been fantastic if we would have had Buckley Park ready for that opening game, but that again leads itself to another big occasion when that comes around. But on the first day to play at home in Carlow and Setu, you know, surrounded by our own fans, our own people, it is historic, and it is something that hopefully 5, 10, 20 years time people will go back and remember, were you there the day that so and so scored, or so and so did this, or so and so did that, and it could be a quiz question for years as well in local history. So it is one of them things that we're really proud of and we're really excited by. But yes, having it at home was massive, because it gives that opportunity to show to the locality that we're here for you.
Dunfee's call to action for potential fans of the club is to get in from the beginning and to be part of something with a long-lasting legacy.
Sport captures everybody's attention, and that's what we're trying to do. Like, is come and dream, come and believe, come and get involved, and maybe be part of something that leaves a massive legacy long beyond the time that we're here. Like, so that's all the players, coaches, we're all just passing through. So this is for the next generation, the generation after us. That's the most important. And if it excites you, let's get involved. Like.